We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting approximately 11 lines from the top, Oma Abaya, middle of a line, Oma Abaya. Continuing talking about what passes a sukkah, how much ear, or how much schach passel, in the middle of a sukkah, passel sukkah, Oma Abaya. Avir Shloisha B'sukkah G'doylo. You had three tfachim of avir in a big sukkah, which means bigger than seven tfachim, that's how big the sukkah is, a regular size sukkah. So the halach is, an ear space of three tfachim passes the sukkah. What do you do? Have a mit. The halacha is, if you put in there, say kosher schach, that's pashut, and pasul schach also, it's a mit, and it's not a problem. Anything less than three is lavud. Now, so if you say lavud, it closes up the hole, less of avir of three tefachim, closes it up, and it makes sense what you close it up for. Because close it up with pasul schach, it's good also, because pasul schach is only pasul with four tefachim. Here you put in, like, say, one tefach of pasul schach, nothing's going to happen. And kal v'chaim, you put in kosher schach, it's for sure kosher. Have a mit. But what about besukha ketano? If the sukkah is only seven tefachim by seven tefachim, so now you need a hechsher sukkah. You need a kosher sukkah in seven tefachim. So if you put a bekanim, have a mit, then it's a mit. Because you say lavud. V'shvudim, loy have a mit. By shvudim, it's not a mit. Why not? Because the ma'isa, at the end of the day, you don't have seven tefachim of kosher schach. You have three tefachim or more of stuff that's not kosher. Two tefachim is avir, one tefach is pasul schach. So you don't have here now a space that's three tefachim big. You don't have kosher schach in that space, and that will pasul sukkah. Even though you have love of the attack, it closes up the hole, but the ma'isa, you have here a space of three tefachim that's not kosher schach. That's going to make a problem. Zokta maravait, and even if I put konim there, and or it's less than three tefachim, where we say lavud. So we said anything if you put kosher schach there, or it's less than three tefachim to start for starters, the halach is you say lavud. He says it's not so pashut. The hanimili minatzad. The only time you say lavud is minatzad from the mechitza, which means from the wall into the schach. That's when you say lavud. But that's a chiddush. We never learned this. Ava emtza pligiba, but in the middle of the sukkah, if you have a three tefachim space of ear, the halach is it less than three tefachim apostles, even one tefachim apostle. Why you don't say lavud? Rav emtsa pligibar rav acha mechalikus pligibar rav acha ravina. Chadam yesh lavud emtsa, chadam ain lavud emtsa. One man neholds that is lavud emtsa hasukkah, and the other man holds there is no lavud emtsa hasukkah. Now you're going to ask me, so why not? Lavud's lavud. What's the difference? The middle of sukkah, the side of sukkah. What's the difference? So the Ran explains, since lavud is said in the halacha l'moshe mesina of mechitzos, so we thought the maybe lavud is in the mechitzos, then in the wall lavud. So the wall with the schach is when you talk on the wall, you closed up because it's din in the walls. Yeah. But the middle, which is not din in the walls, din in the oil, there's no din lavud. That's this man diyama holds. This man diyama holds only lavud when it has to do with the mechitza. But on the oil itself, there's no lavud. That's pshat man diyama in lavud b'emtsa. And the Gemara is bring rayas. Each man diyama bring a raya from a brayser to his tzad. My time of the man diyama yesh lavud b'emtsa. What's the makar? What's the source of the man diyama says there's lavud even b'emtsa? Which means even not by a mechitza, not by a wall. The time went to the brayso. Kaira hayoytza mekaisel zeh. We know kaira from Maseches Eirvin that if you have a mavui that has three walls, you're still not allowed to carry in that mavui unless you have a heker, a simon in front of the mavui. It's either a lechi or a kaira. Lechi is a vertical pole. A kaira is a horizontal pole going across the mavui. So you have your kaira hayoytza mekaisel zeh. In the gas mekaisel acha, doesn't reach the next kaisel. And that's not a good kaira. One comes out of this side, one comes out of that side. It doesn't touch each other in the garis of wazoo. So it depends. If it's less than three tefachim, you don't have to bring another kaira because that's like one big beam. If there's three tefachim in between, it's no good. So what do you see from here? So Bishlam, the case, the kaira next to the wall, it's not a raya. But two kairas that meet in the middle, you see that you say lavud this, you see lavud b'emtsa. So it's a raya to the man diyama, yes, lavud b'emtsa mechitza, b'emtsa of the roof. Because a kaira is also something that's on the roof, it's not a mechitza. So you see, you say lavud even by b'emtsa, you say lavud. That's his raya. What does the man diyama do with his raya? V'idach, shani kairas to rabbanon. Don't bring a raya from kaira, which only a din to rabbanon, to have a simen by a mavui. Since it's only din de rabbanon, so that's not a raya to our shayla. If by a sukkah you have lavud in the middle of the sukkah, Now, my time, what's the source in a Mishnah or a Braisa to the Mandiyama was in love Bamsa? My time with Mandiyama in love Bamsa. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah in Alois. Aruba Shabbais, we know that if there's a mace in a house, so everyone in the house is Tameh, because it's in oil. What about if you have a skylight and there's open, the roof is open? So if there's a mace under that skylight, so then the mace is not in the oil, because the mace is under the sky. And another of nafkmina be is if the keli that's in the house is under the skylight and the mace is in the house, also it's not under the oil, so the keli won't become tummy also. That's the halacha of this mishnah. Aruba shebayis, you have a skylight in the house, uba paseach tefach, and it's open a tefach by a tefach. Tuma bebayis, if there's tuma in the house, kulay tummy, everything in the house is tummy, but mashu keneged aruba tar, whatever is keneged the aruba is tar. Tumah keneged aruba, if there's the mace itself, the dead person itself is keneged the skylight, kol habayis kulay tar, the whole bayis is tar because no oil over it. That's the halacha if it's a tefach. Ein ba aruba b'seich tefach. If the aruba is not open a tefach, less than a tefach, so it's actually the same halacha. Tumah b'bayis keneged aruba tahar. If there's tumah in the house keneged aruba is tar, and tumah keneged is keneged aruba tar. If it's tumah in the house, anything that's keneged that aruba is tar because it doesn't have oil over it. Tumah keneged aruba kol habayis kulay tar. The whole bayis is tahar. So why is the Mishnah separating two things? The tefach, less than a tefach? So Rashi says, look, this is all as the Arnaf Kaminas. But it's not a geos. What's it a geos? See, clearly, even something that's tefach or less, there's no lavud. If it be lavud, then if there's a mace under it, or if there's kalim under it, it'll be part of the oil. So you see, there's no lavud. Raya ain't lavud be'emtza. You see, there's a raya ain't lavud be'emtza.
That's what?
They don't say lavud l'chumra?
If it's only l'chumra, you can't say lavud. But l'chuli, you'd say lavud.
Oh, yeah, this is a good taina. You could have said that in lavud l'chumra in such a case. I hear taina. But l'maisa, we're asking here, we're right here after lavud. I hear taina. But there's happening another kash also. We just finished saying, the whole thing is in lavud b'emsa, but if it's on the side, you do say lavud. So the kash is, the chara by tumma, even on the side, there won't be lavud on the river side. So the feed of Ran, it's very good shmak. Because the Ran said, Pshan man ma'ilav b'emsa is, that it's tali mechitza. So by mace, it's never tali mechitza. So even if it's next to the wall, it still will be a din lavud of oil. So there's no lavud. But if not. Yeah, but I hear your question. Your question is, the chara, what happened to the shaylov in lavud l'chumra, which is actually, the Tosis before, on daf Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph on the bottom, that talks about, you don't say lavud l'achmir. I hear it's a very good question. What happened to here? Oh, love of Lahachmir. Yeah, what happened to love of Lahachmir? Here's the question. Gemara says over here that you see there's no right here, no love of Emsa. So Gemara is a better teretz than in love of the Chumar. Maybe that's why Gemara says a better teretz. Vidach, Shani Hilchas Tomah, the Halach Gemirulu. There's a Halach Moshe Messinai that if it's open a tefach, that's enough. And there's no din that it closes up. That's a Halach Moshe Messinai. Like Rashi says, Halach Gemirulu Messinai, they love of Emsa, Uma Halach Eloi Gemirina Midi Achriti Alahuda Itmabei. The Halach Moshe Messinai is only by Tomah. You don't learn that from one place to another place. That's the Gemara's teretz. So the Gemara Vait. Dorash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Bayish Nifchas Sichel Agabov. If you have a house that got a hole in the top of it, in the roof, and you put Sichach on top of it, and it's a Shia Sukkah, it's kosher. That's what he said. He just said this fact. Anytime you have a hole in the middle of the house, it's a Shia Sukkah, put Sichach in it, then you're good to go. I'm going to follow Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yasi tells Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Rabbi Pirish, explain yourself. Because a Kach Pirish Abba, this is my father explained, Arba Amma is Psula, Pachas Amma is Ksheira. The halach is that the ceiling around the schach is still intact and it's longer than 4 amas from the walls, then it's possible because the schach is not next to the walls. And you don't say Deif and Akuma more than 4 amas. So he says, explain this. Don't just say if something opens in the roof, you put on schach. Not so simple. It has to be within 4 amas of the wall. So he should have said, if it's pachas v'arba amas k'shera, more than amas is kosher. There's another drasha of Rudabar Eloi that he dashed in the halacha, and Rabbi Shmuel also said to Mefarash, therefore he brought the next Gemara down, even though it's now Shaykh to Sukkah. Darash of Rudabar Eloi, Avruma Sharya. Avruma are small fish, like little sardines, and a lot of times there's bugs in it and you don't realize them. So therefore they paskin that's also to eat this type of fish because you can't tell, there's a lot of shrotzim in it, and you can't tell that there's bugs. Omla fun of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Pirish, explain yourself. Kachama Abba, Shemokim Pliny Asura. That place that where it's matsui to have shrotzim, it's also Shemokim Pliny, but the other place where there's no bugs in their fish, it's mutaris. You should explain exactly. It's not across the board that every type of sardine is not allowed to be eaten. Depends. If that's a place where it has a lot of bugs, where do we find Shadia? Hi, Tachnasa, Tachnasa is a type of fish, the Bav Nahara. That comes from a certain nar, it's called Bav. This nar, the Bav Nahara, Shari, it's Mutter. Why? My time. Someone wants to say, what's the reason, Taka? Because we want to, Shteltsu Abaya to our case. So let's try to analyze the reason why Abaya said that the fish from the river Bav is Mutter. My time. Ilim Shon the Radife Maya, if the reason is because the water is it rushes, it's a very strong current. The high dog Tomei, and this Sheretz, that's Tomei, this doesn't have a spine. It can't survive in such a river. Because you see those bugs and shrotzim, they survive. They don't need that spine. Maybe the reason is because it's very salty, the water. It's very salty, the water. Maybe this sheretz, this type of non-kosher fish or bug, since it doesn't have scales, it can't survive. Because in the kai, you see the bugs, they survive fine in the salty water. Ella, the reason is, the reason is because the sand, the river there, it doesn't the shrotzim don't hatch from there, it doesn't grow there. And that's why it's not a chash. And therefore, it's telling you to us also, why are you telling every type of room, every type of sardine is a treif? Maybe there's a place where it doesn't grow these bugs.
So wild salmon,
different salmon, right? It depends. They have to find that has bugs. You shouldn't have just said across the board that avruma is mutter or aser. Not so pasha. It depends on the water. Amra vina va idne de shafkinar esam nar gam de lahasam. These days that the rivers all pour into that water, so therefore it's aser because even though this river itself doesn't have a lot of these non-kosher fish and non-kosher bugs. But Lamaisa, since everything goes into this river from other rivers, therefore it's usher to eat this fish if there's a chash bugs. Of course, there's a case where you found out and you know there's bugs here. There's a problem with eating that fish.